Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen. Amen.
Advent, the coming, sermon by the late Most Reverend John T. Calhoun, Jr., late Metropolitan of the Anglican Catholic Church. The joyful Gaudete Sunday is represented by a rose, also called Rose Sunday, indicating that the pink candle is to be lighted this Sunday. The word Advent means coming. In the season of Advent, we consider the various comings of Jesus Christ. We look at those comings through the lens of the four last things: death, judgment, heaven, and hell. Two Sundays ago, we considered death. Last Sunday, we considered judgment. Today, we shall consider heaven. We all probably know a good bit more about heaven than we may think we do. In the Lord's Prayer, we learn that heaven is the place where God the Father lives, and it is a place where His will is always done. He gets exactly what He wants. From the Creed, we know that heaven is also the place where Jesus is sitting down at His Father's right, waiting to come back to earth for the judgment we talked about last week. We know that heaven is away from the earth because when Jesus went back to heaven, He went up. From other parts of the Scriptures, we know that heaven is a place where God is being raised up, being praised and sung to much of the time. That is like a wedding banquet, in that it is a city, the New Jerusalem, which comes down out of the sky at the end of the world. But the most important thing we know is that heaven is the place we want to go in the end. It is pointless to be in church if you don't want to end up in heaven. Heaven is the place where we shall be in the presence of God for eternity. Heaven is the place where God will wipe away all tears from our eyes, where we shall not hunger or thirst, and it won't be too hot. Last week, when we talked about judgment, I suggested to you that one reason we can believe in the judgment that will come at the end of the world is that we see judgment happening now. We can accept the idea that it will happen in a final sort of way the last day, because we experience it now. Heaven is the same. We can believe in a heaven at the end because we have experiences of heaven now. Neither of today's lessons talk specifically about heaven, but both of them talk about the kinds of earthly experiences which give us a foretaste of heaven and help focus us upon it. St. Paul was not particularly popular with the Christian congregation in Corinth. He was their bishop. Problems between them arose because people from the congregation loved to keep him posted on what was going on there that was wrong. Flagrant fornication, drunkenness in church, spiritual pride, and factionalism of the most obnoxious variety. St. Paul did not hesitate to write to them to try to set them straight. It should not surprise you that they did not like it very much. In today's epistle, tells them that he doesn't care what they think about him. His job is not to be popular with them, but to be faithful to God. He says that he can't think of anything he has done wrong in his ministry toward them, but that it doesn't matter what he thinks because the only person whose assessment of him matters is the Lord. He cautions the Corinthians not to be so sure that they know enough about everybody else to judge them, because when the Lord comes, He is going to make everything clear. He is going to reveal the darkness that is in human beings and what is really going on in their hearts. When that happens, everyone will have the evaluation from God that he really deserves. St. Paul is not just advising you to put up with your clergyman, whether you like him or not, as long as he does what he should. He is saying that you will never be contented in this world until you realize that the only person you need or should want to please is God. God knows all about you. He knows things you don't even know about yourself. If you can't know yourself fully, how can you think you know the whole truth about anyone else? Heaven on earth is looking at yourself as God looks at you. Heaven on earth is realizing that you need to repent and shape up. Heaven on earth is getting Christ's forgiveness in the church. Today's gospel is about John the Baptist and his doubts about Jesus. John baptized in the wilderness because God told him if he did, he would show him who the Messiah was. Later on, he called the king an adulterer accurately, and he was in jail facing death. He wasn't sure Jesus was the one, that it had all been worth it, so he sent his disciples to find out. Instead of saying, "Of course I'm the one. Don't you remember the dove that landed on me when I was baptized?" Jesus says, "If John wants to know if I am the one, tell him what is going on." All the things Jesus said were happening were the things that the prophet Isaiah had said would happen when the Messiah finally came. Hearing and the preaching of good news. So experiencing heaven on earth is tied up with recognizing that Jesus is the one. To be in heaven right now is to focus yourself upon Jesus, what he has done for you, what he wants from you, what he promises you. Having a realistic assessment of yourself and knowing Jesus are two ways to heaven on earth. We believe it will happen later because we can experience it now. The word Advent means coming. In Advent, we consider the various comings of Jesus Christ. We look at those comings through the lens of the four last things: death, judgment, heaven, and hell. Two Sundays ago, I considered death. Last Sunday, we considered judgment. Today, we have considered heaven. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost be ascribed as is most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.